All right, we're going.
All right, wonderful. Okay, everyone, hello again. Thank you. We have people calling from all over and different countries even, so thank you so much. I am so excited about this call. I've been wanting to do this call for quite a while, and but this seems like the perfect time to actually do it. So we're going to be, this call is going to be hopefully an hour, maybe a little bit, well, it'll probably be a little bit more, but I want to present to you some information, and then I'm going to do a wonderful process with you also. So as I was saying before, I really want you to not so much focus this morning on trying to understand everything that I'm saying mentally. Just be available to hearing it, and then you can go back and listen to it again, because I will have this available for everybody to listen to. So, all right, let's just get started here. Let's start with just getting all in our sacred space. I haven't done this for a while on the call, but I think it's really important. So let's start by just having an intention to be very, very present in this moment with each other. Just taking a moment to be quiet and in silence. So let's do now this little process, which is very simple and so powerful. It will help you get into this moment, this sacred now. Just visualizing to the left of you is the past, and to the right of you is your future. And you are standing in the middle. And above you is the divine, the above. And you are standing here in the so below. So I want you to visualize to your left that there's a door, a sliding glass door. And that door is representing your past. And we're going to pull that past into the now, because you're in the middle. And we're going to pull that sliding door representing all of the past imprints, the worries, whatever is bothering you that comes from the past. We're going to just collapse it into the now. And it's important to do this to get your mind out of the memories of the past that might be interfering with what's happening now. So just grab a hold of that sliding glass door to your left representing the past and pull it, pull it, pull it, pull it, pull it. Collapse, collapse, collapse that past into the now. And now do the same thing with the future, all of that driving and trying to accomplish something in the future, some goal, and worried whether you're doing it right or if you should be doing it at all. All of that mental energy that you're wasting being out there in the future and not in the present moment. So grab a hold of that sliding glass door, and I want you to pull it, pull it, pull it, pull it. Collapse it, collapse it, collapse it. Into the now. So you're standing there, and I want you to see in front of you the space, the sacred space that you're going to step into. So I want you to step, just take a step forward into this isness of the now. And I want you to begin to feel as you step into the now, this miraculous thing beginning to happen. This descent, a of something coming down into you. And this descent is of the Divine Mother, this divine grace. And it's this diamond, white, shimmering light that is descending from above the above, descending, descending through all the layers and levels of existence, physical as well as non-physical existence, descending, 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 coming right into the top of your head and engulfing you in this divine mother, diamond white light. Going in through and around every cell of your body, you are just bathed now in this sacred place. Having the intention to receive today what she wants to give you. Being open and receptive to this information, to this process, to this healing, and to this blessing. Bathing in this white light, diamond, shimmering white light of the Divine Mother. All right. So I'm going to lay out the problem, first of all. We've been seeking very insufficiently here on Earth to solve the problems of humanity. There's many ways that we've been seeking and searching to solve these problems. There's been the religious aspect, philosophical, scientific, the mind over matter, the positive thinking. We've tried so many ways to solve the problems that we're having down here on Earth. None of these approaches have really seemed to truly work. They can uplift you. They can make you feel better. They can make you feel smarter. They can make you feel successful. They can make you feel holier than thou, more special. But no real change really has occurred. Human life and our society and the problems that we're having have really not changed. So there has to be another solution to this. And that solution is a radical change of our human nature, a transformation and a transcendence of our normal human nature and behavior and the way we've been acting, the way we've been treating each other, the way we've been treating our planet. There has to be a change of our nature, of our mind, of our emotions, and actually of our physical body also. To hope for a true change of human life without a change of our human nature is the ultimate delusion that we're having here on this planet. This is something that I've been fascinated with as I have worked with people throughout the years I've been counseling, is how resistant people are to really changing. People think they want to change, but when it comes right down to actually changing, they resist. But I am seeing something that is really encouraging to me lately. I'm seeing more people really wanting to change than I ever have before, which is so encouraging to me. I'm seeing people that really have even no spiritual practice or background, really realizing that something has to change because what they've been doing so far hasn't worked, and they've tried a lot of things. So something needs to happen to lift us beyond ourselves. We need to be saved and rescued from ourselves. And more people are wanting this now, this true change. I'm seeing it. So what is this true change? How does it occur? And that's what I want to talk to you about here today. The secret is that we have this something that will change our nature. We have it inside of us already. It's there. But it has to get born. It has to get developed inside of us. Each and every one of us inside of us has our true soul self. But it's dormant. It is the true being of who we are. It is the Lord God of our being, the immortal, eternal us. It's in there. We don't have to seek it. We don't have to find it. It's not out there. We must have knowledge of it, and we must manifest this self, this spirit within us. We must liberate it, and we must release it into the world. This is this us inside of us, this dormant us that is yearning to get born. Every human being has this yearning. And this, I hear this from people all the time, that there's something I want, something I need, and I don't even know what that is. I don't know how to get it. So each and every one of us have inside of us the true self, this indwelling spirit, and around that spirit is growing, and it is the true soul that wants to get born. So how does this occur, this birth of the divine inside of us? There is only one way, and that's a big statement. There's only one way that this gets born. There's only one power, one force, one action that can help humanity accomplish this important and imperative change of nature. And that is the power of what we call the Divine Mother. The birther, the consciousness, the force of creation, the truth of the Supreme One, the grace of God, the Shakti. In my email, there was many names that I gave you of what she can be called. She has to be contacted and called down passionately and sincerely into every part of us. And she is the transforming agent. She is the agent of change. We cannot do this ourselves. And I'm going to explain this in depth here for you. This power that she is, I really want to help you understand what it is. this power to dispel our ignorance and illumine our minds and transform us so that we can grow upward into the light, into the truth, and be delivered, saved, rescued from the pain that we're all suffering from our fall from the truth, our fall into the separation from the divine. This is why everybody is here on this planet, is to accomplish this. As I tell everyone that comes into and sits in front of me, there is no other reason for having a life except to give the soul opportunity to evolve, to end the separation between us and the divine. And we've been lied to by science. We've been lied to by religion. We do not need this outside force. And I'm talking about, I mean, that's really not what I meant to say. It's not that we don't need this outside force. We don't need this outside something that is outside of ourselves. The dogma, the philosophy, whatever, the scientific method. We have it inside of us, but it has to get born. So I want to explain to you what the Divine Mother really is, because there's so many misconceptions, because the patriarchal culture that we are moving out of now, thank goodness, has really brainwashed humanity concerning the mother, the birthing aspect of God. The Supreme One, the Supreme Presence, which is indefinable, is actually two in one. You must understand this to have an understanding and acceptance of the Divine Mother, to overcome the brainwashing of that God is this father with the beard and we have to be afraid of him and he's going to judge us and we're going to go to hell if we don't follow this outside authority that really doesn't even exist. You have to understand this thing that I'm speaking of now. The divine, the supreme, one is two. It isn't two separate things. It is the yin-yang. It is the one inside of the other inside of the one. All life is in this body of the mother aspect of this one. This two-in-one has many manifestations. Alchemically, it's the one mind and the one thing. The presence and the power. The being and the becoming. The will and the consciousness force, the static and the dynamic, the stillness and the movement, the silent one and the manifested one, the Lord and the Mother, the he-she, the she-he. When I speak of the mother, I'm not speaking of the feminine, okay? This is out of the mother's womb comes the masculine and the feminine. This is like the will of the Supreme One. Let's just say that the sperm of God goes out of that aspect of God into this womb. In the womb, once the sperm is delivered, the will of God is delivered, is released, it goes into the womb of God. And the womb takes over and says, okay, I got this. Now I'm going to birth this will. So the womb takes over at that point. And that womb, did I say will? Okay, the womb takes over at that point. And this womb of creation, this creatrix, is what we call the divine mother. The birther, the manifester of God's will. But because of the fact that this aspect of God has been, well, a hatchet job has been done on it. It has been taken out of the whole creation story in a lot of theology, so to speak. And humanity has suffered greatly because we want our mother back. This mother is the nurturing. She gives us life. She's the nurturing aspect of God, the preserving aspect of God. It is her love that we are craving on this planet. Every person is yearning for this love. Every person is down here because we are raising up from nothingness, to from the unconscious or inconscient, into evolving. And what is trapped inside of us is this dormant, divine Lord God of our being. So this is about liberating the God within us, birthing it. And it can only get born through the movement, the action of the womb part of God. And this Lord God of our being is crying out. This is the, you know, the Christ child inside of us. Mommy, mother, help me. When a child, you know, cries out, they cry out for the mother. They cry out for the father, they cry out for that parent, you know, the nurturing, whether that mothering, nurturing energy is coming through a male or female, it really doesn't make any difference. Men embody this just as much as women, or they have the capability of it. It's a force. It's not like a person, it is a force of God I'm talking about here. So this force is this transforming love that we're all looking for. But the problem is we have not been calling it down. We have not been available. We've been ignoring it. We've been in our mind trying to figure out what's going to make us happy, what we want. This force of God, which is the Divine Mother, the womb, is the Redeemer, the reconciler of opposites. She is the force, the mediator between opposites, between spirit, matter, as above, so below, masculine and feminine. Whatever the opposites are, she can reconcile this. She's the birther of oneness. She brings all things together. She unifies everything. There was a study that was done a while back, years ago. I probably heard about this 25 years ago, and I just wanted to mention it. Someone did a survey about the most powerful subliminal message that made the biggest difference when people heard that subliminal message. And through all this research of all kinds of people, all walks of life, the bottom line was the most powerful subliminal message that people heard that made the biggest difference in their life was this: the mother and I are one. The mother and I are one. This is what our soul is craving and yearning for, is to be loved and accepted and taken care of. I mean, I hear this so many times in so many ways from people. They just want to be accepted and loved by somebody. And they usually look for somebody out there, which is just not going to fill the bill. It's not going to work. Because what we're yearning for is what we already have inside of us. This divine us, this Lord God of our being. And it is through her help that we can birth this inside of us. Remember, we're not talking about two things. This supreme will, the Lord God of our being, and the mother, the womb, are yin-yang. You cannot have one without the other. They work together. So you can't think of them as two separate things. But it is only the she, her, force, consciousness, the birthing aspect of this two-in-one that can liberate, that can birth the divinity trapped in matter inside of us from its prison that is matter. We're so deluded that we do all this spiritual work for ourselves. No, that's not the right thinking. We're not doing this for ourselves, because normally when we say ourself, we mean the egoic, false, separate self. We're not doing it for that. We're doing it to liberate the divine inside of us. We're doing this work for the divine so that it can get born inside of us and lead the life that it created as us and experience the joy of that life, the bliss of that life, the fulfillment of that life. So stop being delusional and think you're doing anything or any spiritual work for you. That one thing, if you could get straight, would change everything in your life. You're doing it for the divine inside of you, that child, that baby Jesus that's being held by the mother and all the statues. What do you think that statue is about? Way back to Egypt, Isis holding baby Horus, Mary holding Jesus, the baby Jesus, the Christ child. The symbology of that is what I'm talking about. The mother birthing the Christ within us. The mother must descend into our hearts and occupy and work in us from there. this force, this her, this truth must enter into our life right here in the world, bringing, birthing the Godhead, the potentiality, the possibilities of who we are, our divine nature, birthing it into its human possibilities. So we must prepare the body that must bear this descent. I have to smile when people think this is just like going to happen overnight. Yeah, if it does, it's a true miracle of divine grace. People are so impatient. But if the Divine Mother truly descended into your body right now, full blown, you would disappear. You would totally disintegrate. You would cease to exist because you were not prepared to hold that magnitude, the illumination of that Supreme One, that truth, that light, that joy, that beauty. You just aren't ready. So the whole work of spiritual evolution is to prepare ourselves for the descent, for the birth of this consciousness and the merging of it, the lifting up of it, of the Lord God of our being. And when those two meet, that is what is called being divine and human simultaneously. Then truly we can walk in the world and be what we were created to be the true self. So she, the mother, is the action, the action of deliverance. She is the descending one. She carries in her womb this divine, and she wants to bring it into our heart so that it will liberate the dormant divine inside of us. And when, like I said, when those two find each other and merge, that's when we attain oneness within ourselves, the oneness of the human us and the divine us. And that's when the separation between us and God are ended. So how does this occur? Aspiration means wanting it to happen, steadfast aspiration, vigilance, surrender, rejection of all of the movements of our lower nature, and the big S word, surrender to the divine force. Self-surrender to the divine, the infinite mother, the creatrix, the birther. Because as I said before, she is the only effective means of our refuge, of our salvation. Self-surrender means aspiring. It means that to allow her to come in and use us as an instrument to transform ourselves, to transform our nature. This is the whole miracle of it. When we surrender to her, then we become her instrument of birthing our true self. That's it in a nutshell. In her hands, the soul, the child, the Christ baby, in her hands, in her arms, the arms of the mother. we become the truth of who we are. We cannot transform ourselves. That's the most disillusional thing going out there, that we can transform ourselves with our minds. You cannot get out of your mind with your mind. You cannot transform yourself. But we can collaborate with God. We can collaborate with the divine. We can be open to this force, this help of the Divine Mother. And then you will be able to conquer and surmount any difficulties, shortcomings, wrong movements, ideas, perceptions, any obstacles, BS, soap operas that we have in our mind, that we have in our cellular memory. And at the same time, increase our own consciousness and open ourselves up to this divine help, this grace that will conquer our lower nature. So the qualities that are needed for this are sincerity, courage, endurance, absolute total faith in the divine work, in complete trust in divine grace, sustained aspiration and limitless patience. I see this so much in the people that come to me, the impatience they have. I want it now. Well, that's your lower nature. Get over it. It's going to happen when the divine wants it to happen. But you can collaborate with it and not suffer so much if you would just surrender to the womb of creation that knows how to birth this part of itself that's trapped in matter. So this mother's light is diamond white, glistening. I talked to you about it in the beginning. It comes from the heart of the divine mystery, that thing that is unnameable, unknowable. It pours out of the Supreme One, the heart of God. It's the shimmering love, the mother's light and love. It's the light of absolute purity, power, force of creation of the divine. And we must have this certainty within us that what has to be done will be done, that our present individual being will be transformed. The nature will be changed so that we can end this suffering of separation from the truth of who we are. The mother of Sri Aurobindo and the mother of Pondicherry, India, said something. This was a quote from her in 1954. She said, I have this book of a whole year where she wrote down quotes and sayings. And so I looked up what she said for May 18th, which is today. And this is what it said, the mother's words. After all, it is very simple. We have to only become what we are in the depths of our being. So simple. Become, the key word here is become, do you see? We have to become, which means becoming is movement, is the birthing. We have to not just, you know that it's there, we have to birth it. We have to become what we are in the depths of our own being. A tiny little story, and then we'll get down to the process I want to take you through here. I've told this to a couple of people just recently because I just ran across it again. And it's this wonderful story that Ramakrishna, an Indian mystic, said, I don't know when, but anyway, he died maybe 110 or 15 years ago. And he says there's two paths to doing this work, this soul work, this yoga, which means union with God, to achieve union with God. You can do it through the path of discipline, or you can do it through the path of surrender. And he told a story about the discipline path is the baby monkey. The baby monkey has to really, really try really hard to hang on to that mother while she's swinging through the branches and trees and whatever monkeys do. The baby has to really be focused and not let go of the mother. And that takes a tremendous amount of work on that little baby's part. Because, you know, the baby might have just been born and it doesn't have a lot of strength, doesn't have a lot of awareness. And to try to hang on to that mother, sometimes it falls and it can get hurt or even die because it has the responsibility of hanging on to the mother. That's the path of discipline. The path of surrender is the baby cat. The baby cat gets born, meow, meow. The mother comes and grabs it by the neck, picks it up in her mouth. The baby doesn't even cry. It just says, okay, the mother's got me. The mother drags it over here, puts it over there. Okay. The mother put me over here. I guess I'm supposed to be over here. The mother comes back, grabs the baby by the neck, takes it over here. The baby cat totally does not try to do any of this himself. He says, okay, the mother's got it handled. She's going to take me wherever she wants me to go. I don't have to worry about falling. I don't have to worry about dying. The mother is taking care of me. The baby cat is totally surrendered to mama. All it has to do is say, mama, mama, and mama has it handled because she loves that child and she knows what is best for that child. She wants the best for that child. So the baby cat just has to say, okay, I accept your love. I love that story, that analogy. So now, let's just do a process. I need to take a drink of tea. Take a deep breath. So I want you to drop down from your mind, even like visualize an elevator going down from the mind into your heart, behind the heart, behind the solar plexus. Just visualize. I'm going to just move into another space here because my neighbor just started sawing something here. I'm going to go in another room. Okay. So visualize yourself going down into your heart, behind the heart in the solar plexus. I want you to see, to visualize in whatever way works for you. To visualize that soul that dormant, trapped God seedling, that baby Jesus Christ child you. You can visualize this as a baby or a flame or whatever, but take a moment and just put your hand right there in your solar plexus under your heart and see a spire to connect with this part of yourself that is yearning to be loved, yearning to be taken care of, yearning to end the suffering, the striving, yearning to be understood, yearning for the hurting to stop. We are all so afraid to feel this hurt, this aloneness. So many people distract themselves from this. They won't go down here. They're too frightened that they won't be loved. So they distract themselves from the hurt. So just connect with this part of yourself, this child that wants so much to be, just to be loved, to feel taken care of. Become this child for a moment and relax. Just intend for a moment to let go of your worries, your striving, your trying. And be that baby cat. Meow. Surrender. And in this surrender, I want you to begin to feel something awesome beginning to happen. And we begin to feel from this place that you can never even understand where it's coming from. This descent of this brilliant, white, shimmering, glorious light of the Mother, like a diamond glistening, coming from above, descending into the top of your head, through your head, into your chest, down into the area of your heart, the solar plexus where your hand is. Begin to feel more and more relaxed as you receive this grace that she's bringing you, this love that she has for you. Begin to feel so grateful that You haven't been abandoned. You haven't been abandoned by God. You are so loved. Begin to intend to trust this mysterious thing descending into you. Feeling it penetrating now throughout your entire body. Every cell jumping for joy. Mama, you haven't forgotten me. Mama. Mama. Be that child. Be that child that is receiving the love of the mother. It is transforming love. Not the love that you have been brainwashed into thinking what love is, but total unconditional acceptance of everything about you. Everything you're ashamed of. Everything you think you should be judged for or you're judging yourself for. Say, here, Mama, here, Mother, here, take this lie. Take this lie out of me. Purify my mind. Purify my heart. Purify my emotions. Purify my desires. Purify my body. I know I cannot do this myself. It is only through your love, the love of pure, divine love and truth and consciousness that can transform me. This lower, ignorant, terrified, lonely me. Let yourself feel this love. Feel the light penetrating, cleansing. Surrender. Give everything to her, every obstacle. Just say, here, Mama, here, take it. Take it away from me. I've tried so hard. I've tried so many things. I can't do this anymore alone. You might ask her if you feel inclined to send this grace, this love to other people, someone that needs her grace and love right now. Don't ask for anything specific because she knows best. Just ask that she send grace and maybe just someone you know that's suffering, hurting, calling out. Take a moment to do this if you feel like it. I'll be quiet and let you do this. That's all that she asks of us, is to let her into our heart. This divine, supreme one. To birth us. Into a life of joy. Life of being our highest potentiality of what we were created to be. Because that is what brings us true joy, is expressing the truth of who we are. That is the most joyous thing that can ever happen. Realizing that whatever hasn't been working out of your working out in your life is because you have not allowed her to do it, to work it out. You haven't been in surrender to the wisdom, intelligence, and force of creation that can change it. You've not been allowing her. You've not been calling her. So the Lord God of your being has just been dormant, waiting for this aspiration. You haven't been letting her do it. You have been trying to do it. And it's never going to work that way. Just seeing and feeling this light engulfing your whole beingness. I'm going to be quiet for just about 2 or 3 minutes and let you experience this in your own way now before we close. Of course, you realize I'm bringing and giving this blessing of the mother to you while this is happening.
beautiful. Mm-hmm. So knowing that this light, this force, this movement of God, this becoming of God, of the Supreme One, is always available to you. It's always there. But aspire, call it down. Be available. Take the time to be silent and still and quiet the mind and want this. She will not force herself on you. She waits patiently for us to be receptive. Why? We have free will. And she will never override that free will. So use your free will properly and surrender. Everything will change, I guarantee it. Your nature will change. You will be purified. You will be deliriously in joy. And you will go around smiling at how you're always taken care of. Every day I laugh and I smile and I get tickled at how she takes care of me in ways I could never figure out how to do. It is hysterical sometimes. She wants to take care of the beautiful divine God being, the God child that you are. She wants to help you grow up into the divine being that you have the potential to be. So my point is, this can happen, what we did here today, anytime. I wanted to guide you through this process so that you could have the experience, you could have the teaching, you could have the words to understand this incredible power and grace and force of God that is always available to us. It's always there for the asking. Call it. Aspire. Want it. And it will never, ever abandon you. It has never abandoned you. It can't abandon you because you are it and it is you. We abandon it with our arrogance and our egotistical, ignorant mind. We think we don't need it. And then it can't help us. So I hope today has helped you understand somewhat about this power of God that we call the Divine Mother. And that you will practice this every day and know that this indescribable thing loves you beyond any kind of definition of human love you could imagine. And through her, we will transform not only ourselves, but this world. Humanity will be lifted up out of its own ignorance. And we will change not only ourselves, but we will change the entire planet. Because we will become unified, and will we
become one. We won't have to kill each other and fight over whose God is right or better, or all the ridiculous things that we're doing to each other now that are insane, truly insane. We'll be able to live together as it was intended to be. So I thank you. I thank you from the bottom of your heart for listening to me for like an hour and 15 minutes. I give this to you as a gift. It is a gift from the Divine Mother to you through me, because she loves you. She loves you from the heart of the divine that she is. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.